This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen.
Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway trims its stake in Chinese EV maker, BYD, to 6.9%. Is this a bad sign for the EV market?
Yeah. Aaron Elon got that big payout. Oh man, my man hit the stanky leg on stage when he got his payout. Now he's talking about robots that he want to sell for $20,000. Now I got vilified for premium pricing. He want to sell you a robot that's gonna do your dishes. Okay. One day we're gonna have a great conversation about the malarkey. I'm gonna clean it up because I don't want YouTube to strike us. Behind the entire EV space, does the EV space actually use more energy? And even though it's supposed to be a sustainable option, GM is eating Tesla's lunch for car company of the year. If you're looking based on returns, I like BYD. I like the car. I like the company. But if he's trimming his stake in it, there's a reason why. And here's a note that people may want to write down. If Warren Buffett does something, it's usually because he has some inside information from Bilderberg Group Council on Foreign Relations or that government that we will never have access to probably 5 or 6 years later. I think the entire EV space is in shambles. And you know who helped kill it? Jensen. EV was the semiconductor space 4 years ago. hasn't given the return. So Tesla's down. BYD, even though I think is a better company, the space overall is down. So I would be very cautious over the next couple of years if this sector is going to do well or not.
All right. So this headline might be a little bit misleading. So bad sign. Anytime you're declining a position, I don't know if it's always a bad sign. So the position that they had prior to this was it was a 7% holding, right? 7%.
Yeah.
They went to
6.3, right?
No, 7 flat.
Okay.
It's at 6.9.
Yeah.
I'm not right. Now they bought, and this is, and he gives credit to rest in peace, Charlie Munger. This was all his brilliant idea. But BYD, solid company, like you just said, they actually passed Tesla to be the number one battery powered vehicle in the world. They bought this in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2008, BYD has run up 600%.
Yep.
That's a large number. The investment was $225 million shares. So they put $230 million. That's going up 600%. They've taken some shares off the table.
When Warren starts to trim, though, does he continue to trim or then add back historically?
He doesn't add back. But he still.
If he tells you're right.
Right?
You're totally right. But once he starts cutting, and it's the same thing I said about Apple. Once he hit that, like I do in my relationships. Once I start to go, no, it's over with.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to use as an example, right? If we're talking about trimming, he did trim some Apple shares.
Yep.
Not the end of the world for Apple. It's still the number one holding, right? In Berkshire.
Currently. Yep.
Currently. So, I mean, yes, that doesn't mean that the space is great, right? When we're talking about sales and the enthusiasm around it and who are the new and innovative companies inside of it, will there be consolidation? How will the, you know, traditional automotives react? Will they respond to, you know, new emission legislation? All these things are varying over the next 5 to 6 years. Context is important, right? So, like, if we're talking about 7%, now you're at 6.9. Not the end of the world, but yeah. Not the best sign in the world that he's trimming.
I'm gonna shot his commentary. We will monitor the situation, and in 3 months we're gonna come back. Meanwhile, GM opened up at what, 35.73? They're 47, and Elon got a $59 billion pay package in the last 2 years. The stock has been down 60%.
And they was trying to get him down to what, 13 million?
He wasn't having that. Take
56 billion. Try that.
A lot of cocaine. My boy clean now. You got that payout. Hey, listen, I may have did some ketamine too if I was waiting on 55. Ooh, boy, get my money. What?
He was extremely accountable.
I put the whole world on this mouse pad of a car, and y'all won't pay me? Hey, pay up. Pay up. And I'm with Austin. Gotcha. Well played, Eli. Supreme hustler.
Talking about the energy sector, ConocoPhillips has agreed to acquire Marathon Oil in an all-stock deal valued at $17 billion. How will this impact the energy sector and shareholders, and why aren't you the biggest fan of the energy sector?
I don't have it. A few people have asked me this. I don't know if they are here in Texas and just love energy. I think Exxon is one of the biggest players and they always will be. I just think there's better returns elsewhere. I think there's more safety in Apple. I don't have to worry about the cyclical stuff of energy. Of course, NVIDIA, AMD, is the energy sector better than the pharmaceutical sector or healthcare? No. So for me, it's not about emotion, and I think it's a really good lesson. You have to invest based on what's going to give you highest return and not based on a feeling. Now, if it was 1980, maybe I would go more energy focused, but we're not in 1980. Clearly healthcare is having a dominant force, semiconductors and technology are doing a hell of a lot better. I don't have to worry about the timing of it or political wars. Like, you know, almost the tech sector is almost unbreakable, if you will, and those geopolitical factors are not there. So it's not that I don't like it, but I just think there are a couple of sectors that are dramatically better.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the cyclical nature of it, right? When it's in season, yep. Like for somebody that's just starting, that's tough to really comprehend and tough to follow. But there mm-hmm. is an interesting, there's something interesting happening inside of the energy sector. I'm gonna run off some numbers for you to give context to it, right? So you spoke about Exxon. Exxon purchased Pioneer for $60 billion, right? $60 billion.
Yep.
Chevron is direct competitor, agreed to take over Hess for $53 billion.
Goodbye. Yep.
Occidental Petroleum, when we just spoke about Warren Buffett, you know, he definitely has invested in them. They bought Crown Rock for $11 billion. Diamondback Energy acquired Endeavor Energy Partners for $26 billion. So I'm seeing a lot of cash flow inside of this space, right?
When consolidation. We talk
about, and we're seeing, that's the other thing I was going to say, we're seeing a lot of consolidation, mm-hmm. Which is interesting because that is something that could be cyclical. When you start talking about different sectors, when I was just talking about the EV, yeah. Will there be consolidation? The problem is inside the EV space, which is unlike this one, which is there's capital here.
Yeah. Thank you. There's M2 money supply has not affected this sector at all. There's a lot of money in energy.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in it, and there's no slowdown, right? A lot of time, like, we need to be less dominant, oil reliant. This doesn't show that. These numbers don't show that.
Less regulation. If you're gonna be honest, there's a lot of posturing around the regulation. Not really. Like a lot of these mergers and acquisitions that have happened, and it hasn't made the front page of Bloomberg or Barron's yet.
Right. Like I had to go look these things up. This one's like when we hear the tech acquisitions or potential acquisitions, it's always like, oh, there's a monopoly forming.
Yeah. Like
this board is being formed pretty clearly here. There's going to be about maybe 6 to 10 of these companies that are just going to dominate.
Yeah.
And it's set up, right? They're set up to dominate for the future when you're talking about all these mergers. And the ones I just ran off were four that have happened in the past, probably 12 months.
Yeah.
Something Duke Energy,
maybe next on if someone gets Duke Energy for a great price, be a great steal, and we'll consolidate and see a big four like how we do in everything else. And then with tech getting all the focus and Nvidia, and it was Meta for a while, and then Apple, they've slowly, you know, have begun to consolidate quietly. And then at some point, two of them will partner up and take over a Tesla or an EV space and put them underneath their wing.